Let's head into this hour's guest interview segment. Joining us live over the phone this morning is Mayor Devin Simpson with the Town of Thame. Mayor Simpson, good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you, Duke?
Hey, fantastic. Appreciate the call and the update. Wanted to have you on the air this morning to talk 4th of July. The Town of Thame has a history of throwing quite the parade and quite the festivities and activities on Independence Day. And with everything with COVID-19 and summer events all over the place being canceled, we wanted to get the update directly from you. So with Independence Day now less than a month away, what's the council looking at right now for the 4th of July in Thame?
Well, a few things right off the bat. We have canceled our flag morning ceremony and our breakfast in the morning. Well, that's the only thing that's officially canceled as of right now. As for the parade, we're hoping, you know, we know it might be a long shot, but we're hoping that we can find a way to make it happen. We got the committee that's heading it up, and they're helping everything, and we're exploring every option we can. We got a phone call in to talk to the governor to maybe get some of his thoughts and insights. We've been talking to our local legislators and our county commissioners about different options and activities that we had. So we don't have an official yet that we're doing it. We don't officially know that we're not doing it yet. We're working on every avenue possible to try to explore to get it done, because it is such a big thing for the town. I think the community really wants to get out and do something and enjoy some normalcy. And so we're hoping that maybe we can provide that. But we're optimistically pessimistic that it might happen.
Okay, fair enough. Mayor Devin Simpson with us this morning talking 4th of July. And, of course, currently the outdoor limit is 250 in the state of Wyoming, and the parade exceeds that by a lot. And so, you know, what word are you getting from, you mentioned talking with commissioners and local legislators, and what needs to happen for the parade to take place?
Well, there's going to have to be some changes. We're most likely going to have permission from the state in order to do that, to grant us a variance. But all the county commissioners and the local legislators, they're all hopeful that we can do this. They all want us to be able to do this, because they know that, the joy that it'll bring and the happiness it'll bring and some normalcy that it'll bring, but they also know that we need to make sure we follow the guidelines as best we can. So, we're looking at expanding our parade route, changing the parade route. We're looking at just every avenue that we can, but, knowing that it might be a long shot to get it done.
As far as other activities around the 4th, you mentioned the traditional breakfast is not going to happen. Parade, as we've been talking, is up in question. What about some of the other activities that have been done after the parade, as leading up to the fireworks show at night?
Yes, the firemen have canceled their carnival as well, and that's just due to the inability to try to clean it and make sure it's sanitary for individuals to use it. So they've decided to cancel it this year and go that way. As for our fireworks, we're still 100% going our fireworks. I've actually doubled down on my fireworks this year, knowing about 3 months ago when this all started that might be the only thing that happened. So the town sunk extra resources into the fireworks to make sure that it's going to be bigger and better than any other year we've had. And so that one's still going to happen regardless, and we're going to do that right up by the elementary school in the rodeo arena. And so anybody's willing to come down, they can come down and view that. The community center and the ball fields are a great place to see that and view that. Really, there's not a bad place in the town of Thame to watch the fireworks.
Perfect. Glad to hear that that's happening and that it's going to be even enhanced this year. Mayor Devin Simpson with the Town of Thame this morning, all part of the SVI radio network. Back to the parade again here, Devin, before we close things out. This thing is changing all the time, week to week to week. And so how far can the Town of Thame go before getting approval from the state, before you have to cancel this? Because obviously it takes a lot of planning, and it's not something that's just thrown together at the last second. So when do you expect to be able to say yes or no, this is going to happen?
That I don't have an answer on yet. We're going to try to drag our feet as long as we can. If the state comes down and says no way, this is absolutely going to happen, we'll cancel immediately. But we're going to try to drag our feet as long as we can to try to see if we can do everything we can to get approval from the state. So I don't have exact data when we're going to be there. I will, of course, keep SVI Media up to date on where we're at as we move forward, because I think people want to know, and people are excited to for the opportunity, but I don't have a firm date yet, Duke.
All right. Mayor Devin Sipes, the town of Thane, thanks so much for your time. Anything we missed you wanted to mention today?
No, I appreciate you having me on, Duke.
Yep, absolutely. That's Mayor Devin Sipes, the town of Thane, this morning. It's all part of the Weekday Wake Up, SVI Radio.